This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, the US President Donald Trump has pulled the US out of dozens of international and UN groups that, as he puts it, operate contrary to their interests today. It comes after a week where a Russian-flagged oil tanker was seized. We covered that in the programme yesterday. And of course, the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was captured. In the days since, Donald Trump's frequent musings about other items on his foreign policy wish list have rung with renewed force, especially his repeated desire for the US to take over Greenland. Well, I'm joined now to discuss this by former United States Ambassador to Denmark, Carla Sands. Carla, you're very welcome to the programme. I'm going to start with that. Given your previous role as an ambassador to Denmark, who do you think should decide the future of Greenland?
Decide the future of Greenland, right? They have every right. And it's really sad to see what Denmark has been doing to, you know, gaslight the people of Greenland until they're just terrified of the United States. Through the press, through, you know, their own activities on the ground there and passing laws so that they kind of lock up Greenland for only Denmark and Greenland, even though it's a colony of Denmark and no country should be owned by another country, in my opinion.
So just to be clear, because we kind of missed the beginning of your first answer when I said who should decide the future of Greenland, you think they themselves?
Yeah, the people of Greenland should decide. And sadly, Denmark's been just saying terrible things about the United States and making the Greenlanders terrified. So the Danes are quite pleased because Greenland's planning to go independent. They'll go independent in the 21st century, just like Iceland left the kingdom in the 20th century. Greenland is going independent. Denmark just can't stand that idea. And the United States President, President Trump, looks at that situation and says, we can't have Greenland falling into the hands of Russia or China when it's just off our northeast coast.
Okay, they're probably terrified too because Donald Trump said at the weekend, we do need Greenland, absolutely. And Stephen Miller, his Deputy Chief of Staff, repeated the formal position of the US government is that Greenland should be part of the United States. So you don't think Denmark should have it, but you're okay with the United States having it?
Well, I think that Denmark, you know, is very proud to, quote unquote, own Greenland, to have Greenland, you know, under their control. But Denmark is a tiny economy. It's about the economy the size of the state of Colorado in the U.S. They can't afford to develop Greenland. They never have. There's not a road between two towns. And they can't afford to defend it. They just don't have the manpower or the money to defend Greenland.
Okay, but I'm just confused. I suppose I'm just confused here because I still can't establish whether you think Greenland and Greenlanders should have self-determination or not.
Of course they should have self-determination.
Therefore, should the US rule out the threats to annex Greenland and to potentially use military force to take over Greenland?
Well, President Trump wrote a book decades ago called The Art of the Deal, and he is looking at Greenland and saying, it is not secure. How can I get it secure? How can I make sure that an enemy doesn't take control? And so there hasn't even been a conversation between the Greenlanders and President Trump to know what the Greenlanders want and to find out how we can work together.
I mean, people are a bit confused. You say there hasn't been a conversation, but I think Greenlanders have been pretty clear themselves. They may want independence, but they don't want to be annexed by the United States. I've heard many leaders and indeed local people voice that over the last couple of days. I don't necessarily believe that it takes a meeting to establish that. If the US want to have greater influence in Greenland, why don't they just do that? I mean, isn't there a treaty there, a 1951 treaty that allows them to work closer? Don't they have a military base there. They had 17, they now have one. They could increase that. And we've heard time and time again that US companies are more than welcome to come and mine in the Greenland if they want. Why not just go ahead and do that and drop these threats, these statements that it must be ours?
Well, you know, we do have that treaty. It was updated while I was the U.S. ambassador also to Greenland. And I put a consulate in Greenland. We had had broken off diplomatic relations with Greenland for decades, 67 years. So that was not great. And President Trump is looking at this and saying, you know, Greenland's not secure. Why should the U.S. government pay for another country's security? Because Denmark says they own Greenland, but they can't defend it and they can't afford to develop it. Why should we pay for something that Denmark says they own? And let's not forget that Greenlanders were so abused by the Danes. The Danes are trying to push that out of their memory. But the Greenlanders were sterilized. They were taken from their families. They were kept in Stone Age type living conditions. The Danes wouldn't let them have rifles or kerosene lanterns in the 20th
okay.
century.
Okay, what do you think
U.S. government, when we occupied Greenland, gave those to them.
Okay, and I'm sure that would be disputed to the nth degree. What do you think is the likely outcome here, given your experience, Carla?
All of that is factual that I just said. The Danes abused the Greenlanders.
Okay, and we're going to, and I want to come.
Own Greenland.
I want to come to the situation in Venezuela shortly, and to talk about some abuse there. What do you think is the likely outcome here?
You know, I don't have a crystal ball, and I never get ahead of what President Trump is working on. But I think by the end of his term, that Greenland will be more secure, and let's see how that develops.
What does that mean?
Next week. I know that I met with the Danish ambassador yesterday and the Greenlandic representative. And, you know, talked about next steps. They're going to, the foreign minister, Lars-Loke Rasmussen, will meet with Secretary Rubio next week, as well as the Greenlandic representative. But the Danes have really scared the Greenlanders to death with their rhetoric and their psyop on them. It's really a shame.
Okay, I just want to look at the situation in Venezuela, particularly in the last 24 hours, where Donald Trump has confirmed that we're going to be taking oil and we're going to be using oil, 50 million barrels of oil being turned over to the United States, and the United States saying, Donald Trump saying, we're going to control Venezuela oil production and sales of that oil in definitely, and hold the revenues from that oil in US accounts. Isn't that insane? Is the US now stealing Venezuelan oil?
It is so exciting. So Venezuela
exciting
has been
for who?
Under the control of socialists. If I may, Venezuela has been under control of the socialists, first Chavez and then Maduro, for 25 years, and they've devastated the economy there. People are starving, and 25% of the citizens of Venezuela left the country because they couldn't make a living and they were starving to death.
Okay, so you're going to take the resources to help them. Is that it?
So here's what we're doing. China has been buying up to 80% of Venezuela's energy. China is the banker for Russia's war in Ukraine. As President Trump takes that energy, and we can refine it here in our Gulf Coast, we have refineries that up until about 10 years, we're doing most of the refining for Venezuela until we broke off relations because of all of the mischief by the socialists down there that were killing that beautiful, rich, formerly rich country. President Trump's going to make the Venezuelans rich again. How is he going to do it? He's going to make it possible for American companies. Remember, they expropriated American energy companies' investments from Venezuela. There's only one energy company from the U.S. operating there now. I think it's Chevron. All the rest left because they were gangsters. The gangster government down there, the narco-terrorists, took the American billions and billions of dollars in investment and said, no, it's
you know what, Carla,
now.
I don't know if this is any better, to be honest. I mean, there's Democrats and other people describing this as resource theft at gunpoint. I saw the BBC's Jeremy Bowen describing this last night, this plan to take oil from Venezuela as imperialism. That's all it is.
But the BBC is complete propaganda. It's not even credible. They haven't even been covering the Iran revolution that's going on with the people retaking their country from the evil Mullah.
Okay. Could you just answer the question?
I don't get any credibility in the BBC.
This is resource theft at gunpoint. That's how it's been described by others in the United States. This is imperialism. This is the US going in, taking out Maduro because they're looking...
nothing to talk about. Yeah. The Democrats in the US have no good stories. They're on the wrong side of every issue in our country and our culture. And so they're just saying things, attacking the president for a magnificent taking out of a person that was not an elected leader, that Joe Biden removed his immunity from because he had stolen that election back in 2024.
And you're stealing the oil. And you're following up by stealing the oil from the Venezuelan people.
This will enrich the Venezuelan people, and this will block China, who's been getting up to 80% of their energy, their oil.
And you'd accept that the United States will be enriched out of this too?
This is, listen, we lost tens of billions of dollars of investment. Plus, we just went in and took care of a problem that Joe Biden said needed taken care of, but he had no idea how to execute. So he took care of President Trump magnificently with his great military and the Secretary of War and all of the rest, Secretary Rubio, Secretary of State. They all went in and they took out a narco-terrorist that had a $50 million bounty on his head. The world is safer today. Fewer of our children in all of our countries will die because of the cocaine that will not be flowing out of Venezuela and the arms. Let's not forget, Iran and Hezbollah had set up shop for decades in Venezuela, in our backyard, along with Russia and China. This is an amazingly geostrategic move that blocks China, who's helping to fund that Russian war in Ukraine.
All right.
This will cause the war to end quicker.
Okay, we're going to have to leave that conversation there for now. But Carla Sands, former United States Ambassador to Denmark, thanks for joining me here on The Hard Shoulder. So many texts coming in off the back of that conversation. The only reason Trump wants Greenland is for natural resources, which in fairness, Greenland has said you're more than welcome to bring your companies here and mine those resources if you wish. You don't need to annex it with the military. Carbon copy of Iran 50 years ago. Look what a mess they left in their wake. She's talking rubbish. It'll take years to get the infrastructure back up and running to get the oil going again. America is trillions in debts, is another texter. That is why Trump is raiding and invading other countries. And finally, America is one of the most unequal countries in the world. Their promise to make Venezuelans wealthy is nonsensical. Let's take a quick break.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.